نحمده ونسلم ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فيما يرويه عن ربه تبارك وتعالى قال من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحببت إليه مما افترضته عليه وما زال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر بها ورجله التي يمشي بها ولئن سألني لأعطينه ولئن استعاذ بي لأعيذنه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى سيد إن حديث قدسي فإذا أحببته when my servant becomes beloved to me when my servant becomes my mahbub when he becomes beloved to me كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به I become his ears with which he hears. وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهَا I become his eyes with which he observes. وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا I become his feet with which he walks. وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْتِشُ بِهَا I become his hands with which he touches, with which he grips. وَلَئِن سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ And if he asks from me, I definitely grant him whatever he desires from me. وَلَئِنِ اسْتَعَاذَ بِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ And when he seeks my refuge, I definitely, certainly grant him refuge. All this will happen when we become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will grant us whatever we ask for. Allah will grant us refuge, safety, security whenever we are in need. And Allah will become our eyes, our ears, our hands, our feet, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will supervise each and every limb of our bodies, so that we don't make a mistake. And we only do that which brings His pleasure. So when a person becomes beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah grants him the safety of his deen and also the safety of his dunya. And as a result, the safety of his akhirah. So becoming the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is security for everything. Security for deen, security for dunya, and security for the akhirat. Now the main question is, how do we become the beloved of Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself says in this very hadith Qudsi, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا افْتَرَسْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. We will become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by drawing near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by acquiring His nearness, acquiring His proximity, acquiring His qurb, acquiring His taqarrub. And how do we acquire His taqarrub? How do we acquire His qurb? How do we acquire His nearness? How do we acquire His proximity? How can we draw near to Allah? How can we become His close friends? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that my servant does not draw near to me through any action which is more beloved to me than that action which I have made compulsory upon him. Fard, compulsory. Wajib, compulsory. Abstaining from haram, compulsory. Abstaining from makruhat tahrimiya, compulsory. If a person desires to acquire the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in leaps and bounds, then he needs to concentrate on the faraid, the wajibat, and abstaining from haram and makruhat tahrimiyah. When a person has complete control over faraiz, wajibat, and abstinence from haram and makruhat tahrimiyah, then comes the second stage. The stage of sunan, the stage of mustahabbat, the stage of nawafil. Sunan, optional actions, sunan, they are not compulsory, sunan, sunnah. Mustahab, desirable acts, not compulsory, optional. And nawafil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this hadith Qudsi that a person, after striving, acquires complete control over the faraid, the wajibat, abstaining from haram and makruhat tahrimiya, but he does not stop there. He continues to struggle, he continues to strive with sunan, with mustahabbat, and with nawafil. So in his life you are able to observe all the faraiz, all the wajibat. In his life you will be able to observe abstinence from all the haram, all the makruhat tahrimiyah, and on top of that, you will see many sunan, many mustahabbat, and many optional actions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا زَالَ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ. My servant does not stop at faraid. He continues to draw nearer to me through nawafil, through optional deeds, through sunan, through mustahabbat, through optional actions. حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ, until he becomes my beloved. So this is how we become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By carrying out all the faraid, by carrying out all the wajibat, by carrying out, by abstaining from all the haram, by abstaining from all makruhat tahrimiyya, and thereafter, by carrying out as many sunan as possible, many mustahabbat as possible, and many nawafil as possible. Without this whole package, a person cannot become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many of us who find ourselves engaging in so many nafal ibadat. 3 juz, 4 juz, 5 juz, daily recitation of the Quran. Salat ala nabi, Durood Sharif 500 times, 1000 times, Istighfar 1000 times, spending so much time in the masjid. We perform tahajjud, we perform ishraq, salatul duha, chash, awabin. We engage in so many optional amal. But our lives are void of the faraiz and the wajibat. And we find ourselves especially drowned in haram and makruhat tahrimiyya. Haram and makruhat tahrimiyya, suspicious thoughts. Iyyaka wadhan, fa inna dhanna adzabul hadith. Suspicious thoughts, haram, ghiba, backbiting, haram, slandering, accusing people, haram, hasad, jealousy, haram, tahqeer, looking down upon somebody, assuming him to be inferior to us, haram. Kibr, feeling superior over others, haram. These things that we are drowned in, they are worse than consuming alcohol. They are worse than committing adultery and fornication. But let alone abstaining from these filthy sins, we do not even consider them to be sins. Okay, as far as knowledge is concerned, we may accept them to be sins, but as far as our practical lives are concerned, even if we are motivated in majalis such as these, no. We try to fight off the thoughts that, yes, I need to remove this hatred or suspicious thoughts regarding this particular person. No, we want to leave this gathering with the very ill and the filthy condition of our heart. How will we face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? Those people who don't come to the masjid, those people who have not adorned their faces with beards, those who never participate in dawah and tabligh, those who are not associated to the mashayikh and the ulama,
they will feel much less embarrassed on the day of Qiyamah than we will. Because we are seen as religious people and we portray ourselves to be religious also. So how will we show our faces to each other on the day of Qiyamah? In order to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to adopt this whole package. And the first and foremost requirement is, the first stage is faraid, wajibat, haram, makruha, tahrimi. This is the first stage of mujahada. And thereafter comes the second stage of mujahada. If a person neglects the first stage of mujahada and he continues with the second stage of mujahada only until he breathes his last, so you will see all the sunan in his life, you will see all the mustahabbat in his life, you will see all the nawafil in his life, but not all the faraiz, not all the wajibat, and not abstaining from haram and makruhat tahrimiya, on the day of qiyamah neither will he be the beloved of Allah nor will he be the wali of Allah. In order to become the wali of Allah, and in order to become the beloved of Allah, the first condition is carrying out the faraiz, carrying out the wajibat, abstaining from haram and abstaining from makruhat tahrimiya. As soon as a person is able to do this, carrying out the faraiz, carrying out the wajibat, abstaining from haram, abstaining from makruhat tahrimiya, he becomes the wali of Allah, the special friend of Allah. When a person enters the fold of Islam, he becomes a common friend of Allah. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. That is the first thing. Now mujahada begins. Mujahada, the do's and the don'ts, do's and the don'ts, do's and the don'ts, the faraiz, the wajibat, the haram and the makruhat tahrimiya. And when a person struggles against his nafs and he subjugates his nafs, and he carries out the faraiz, he carries out the wajibat, he abstains from the haram, he abstains from the makruhat tahrimiya. And if, because he is human, he is prone to slipping, making mistakes, if he slips, he repents immediately. If this becomes his culture, then majority of the times he is immune from sins. But when he does commit a sin, he repents immediately. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Now he becomes the wali of Allah, the special friend of Allah. And when he builds on this, and he finds in his life majority of the sunan, majority of the mustahabbat, majority of the nawafil, then he becomes the beloved of Allah. So the first stage of mujahada after accepting iman is faraiz, wajibat, abstaining from haram and makruhat tahrimiya, which we pay no attention to. All our attention is twice towards sunan, towards mustahabbat, towards nawafil. Why is this so? Why so much attention towards sunan, so much attention towards mustahabbat, and so much attention towards nawafil? Why? Why not faraiz? Why not wajibat? Why not abstaining from haram and makruhat tahrimiya? Because as soon as this shaitan realizes that this person has resolved now to follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I need to engage him so that he remains in this pool of misunderstanding that I am very religious. So he engages us in sunan, in mustahabbat, in nawafil, in all optional deeds. And he makes us neglectful of the faraiz, the wajibat, abstaining from haram and makruhat tahrimiya, and we continue to assume that we are religious and we are on the straight path, whereas when we breathe our last, then only we will realize that we have lost everything. Faraiz, wajibat, haram, makruhat tahrimiya first. And I am not saying Don't misunderstand me that from today leave all the sunan, leave all the mustahabbat, leave all the nawafil. No. Because the sunan, the mustahabbat and nawafil has another function also. The sunan, the mustahabbat and the nawafil are the cherry on the cake. That's one function. So when you get the grip of the fara'is, the wajibat, and abstinence from haram and makruhat, tahrimiyah, you have the cake. You become the wali of Allah. And then you put the cherry, sunan, mustahabbat and nawafil, decorate the cake with the cherry, now you become the beloved of Allah. This is one function. So if we take this function only, then we should wait until we have a good grip of fara'is, wajibat, and we get a good grip of abstaining from haram and makruhat e tahrimiyah. But there is another function of sunan, mustahabbat and wajibat also. Sunan, mustahabbat and wajibat also nourishes our heart and strengthens us spiritually. So the spiritual stamina increases when we carry out nawafil, when we carry out mustahabbat, when we carry out sunan. So the farz that was very difficult 6 months ago, as a result of a particular nafl or mustahab or sunan in your life, that farz will become easier now. So simultaneously we carry on with both efforts. But we need to always keep this at the forefront of our mind, that I cannot become successful without carrying out fara'is, wajibat and abstaining from haram and makruhat tahrimi. And we need to take haram and makruhat tahrimiya in its broader sense. What is haram? Adultery, fornication. What is haram? Consuming pork and alcohol. Are these the only haram things? There are so many other haram factors which we are drowning in. And as a community, we are hollow from inside as a result of these vices, the vices of the heart. Because nobody pays attention to the heart. Everybody pays attention to the outer aspect of the deen life, not the inner aspect. We carry out so many good deeds, but riya is there. Riya. Every deed is hollow. In the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be resurrected with zero amal because of riya. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, riya is not a source of destruction in the hereafter only. Riya is a source of destruction in this very world. Riya, doing something for show, ostentation. The speaker speaks with this aim, with this objective, that when I finish my lecture, I want everybody to praise me. I want everybody to feel good. I want everybody to say the bayan was great. Whether they express this or not, at least they should feel happy within their hearts. It was a great bayan. What a bayan. This will bring destruction in the hereafter, but not only the here, even in this very world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ يُرَائِ يُرَائِ اللَّهُ بِهِ. One who carries out an action to acquire the praises of people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will compel them not to praise him, but to say bad things about him. So he feels that because of this certain specific action of mine, the whole of Barbados must be praising me. This whole gathering must be praising me, and he does not realize that behind his back, Allah is compelling them to talk against him. This is a punishment in this world. This is the punishment in this very world. And thereafter, on the day of Qiyamah, the destruction that he will face, he will be resurrected without any amal. So my friend, what we need to embed in our hearts and minds is that from today, the objective is going to be faraiz, wajibat, and abstaining from haram and makruha de tahreem. Get a notebook and a pen, take out 10-15 minutes tomorrow, or maybe tonight before going to sleep, and make a list of all the filth that we find in our lives. If we sit down in solitude and try to write down all the filth that we find in our lives, we will realize that I am good for nothing. I am not even worthy to be respected by anybody. We will fall in our own eyes. We will not be able to respect our own selves. Never mind other people. Maybe the gathering doesn't know my inner condition. Maulana Ahmed may not know my inner condition. Habib Shoaib may not know my inner condition. Mufti Mahmood may not know my inner condition. But I am fully aware of my inner condition. All I have to do is just peep through my heart. Just peep through it. Nathi hal ki jab hame apni khabar. Rahe dekhte logo ke aibo hunar. For as long as I was unaware of my own state of affairs, I kept on looking at the good qualities and the bad qualities of other people. And normally, we tend to lean more towards the negative aspects of other people. MashaAllah, Mufti Mahmood is working very hard, and MashaAllah, and MashaAllah, and MashaAllah, but then comes the negative aspect. Habib Shoaib is like this, and Habib Shoaib is like this, Habib Shoaib is like this. We will praise him, but we always tend to show down people in front of other people because of the hate we have for that particular person in our hearts. Nathi hal ki jab hame apni khabar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min. The mu'min is the mirror of another mu'min. So when you stand in front of the mirror, does the mirror only point out your faults, or does it point out your good qualities also? What does the mirror do? When you stand in front of the mirror, and when you look at your face, the mirror points out not only the bad side of your feature, it also points out the good side. And what does the mirror do? Very silently, it tells you your fault. Very silently. It does not tell anybody else. It only tells you. And what else does the mirror do? When you go in front of the mirror a second time, and when you have removed that fault that the mirror has shown you, it never mentions that fold again. Al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min. A mu'min is a mirror for another mu'min. Nati hal ki jab hame apni khabar. For as long as I was unaware of my own condition, rahe dekhte logo ke aib o hunar. I continued to look at the good qualities and the bad qualities of other people. Padi apni buraiyon par jo nazar. One day Allah granted me the tawfiq, and I was given the opportunity to peep into my heart. and see my condition. And when I looked at my condition, padi apni buraiyon par jo nazar, to jahan mein koi bura na raha, I came to the conclusion that there is no one worse than me in Barbados. There is no one worse than me in the whole world. I am the worst of the people. And it's true. If doctor has 100 faults in his life, and if I have only 50 faults, I am still worse than doctor. Why? Because I can see all 50 faults of mine. But from his 100 faults, I will only be able to observe 10, 15 or 20. So whenever we observe the faults of other people and at the same time try to observe our faults, we will always feel that I am worse than he, because we will not be able to observe the 100% faults of other people. And as a result, we will never look down upon anybody. Hakimul Ummah Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has as a result of tazkiyah, soul purification, transformed my heart in such a way that whenever I look at a believer, however sinful he may be, I always feel that he is better than me. He is better than me. Because it's possible that the faults, the apparent faults that I am able to observe, there may be some good hidden within him which has brought him more closer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala than me. And he said, so much so that whenever I look at a non-Muslim also, then I feel that in future this person could become better than me. He could become better than me. He may accept Islam and he may follow the deen in its entirety more than me, and he may excel over me. When I look at a non-Muslim, I feel this way. So my friends, I would like to conclude now, because my health is limiting me in saying more today. Let us make a firm resolution that from today we want to become the beloved of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And in order to become the beloved of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the first stage is faraiz, wajibat, abstaining from haram and makruhat at-tahrim. And in order to do that, we need two things. How can we... Okay, the objective from today is to carry out all the faraiz, carry out all the wajibat, abstain from all the haram, abstain from all the makruhat at-tahrim. But how? I want to. Yes, I understand. I want to. But how? The first thing we need is ilm. Ilm. My objective is Leicester. From Barbados to Leicester is my objective. The first thing I need is ilm. How do I reach Leicester? So the first thing we need is ilm. What is farz? What is wajib? What is haram? What is makruh tahrimi? And we need to acquire ilm through sound resources, not from anywhere. Sound resources. Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin rahimahullah ta'ala says, "Inna hadhal ilm deenun." This ilm is deen. So if you want to follow the deen, you will have to acquire ilm. Ilm is deen, deen is ilm. Ilm is deen, deen is ilm. If ilm is authentic, deen will be authentic. If ilm is doubtful, deen will be doubtful. If ilm is complete, deen will be complete. If ilm is incomplete, deen will be incomplete. Nowadays, we listen to speakers, we go to gatherings, not to learn deen, for entertainment. We enjoy speaking. And we have a wide range of choices because of YouTube. Social media. So which speaker do I enjoy listening to? That's become the criteria. Not whose speech will bring me nearer to Allah. Any speaker that we listen to has to have an authentic chain leading through his speeches to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the chain is not authentic, his ilm is not authentic. And if a person does not have a chain, then he doesn't have ilm. Because deen has reached us through chain. Why is Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi's kitab Asahul Kutub Ibada Kitabillah? His kitab is the most authentic. Why not Muslim Sharif? Why not Abu Dawud Sharif? Why not Tirmidhi Sharif? They are all books of hadith. Why is Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi's book the best book, and thereafter Muslim Sharif is the best? Why is Bukhari the best? Because the chain of narrations of Bukhari Sharif are more authentic than Muslim Sharif. If the chain is authentic, ilm is authentic. Chain is weak, ilm is weak. And if a person does not have a chain, he does not have ilm. You may have the best doctor in Barbados. And everybody may say to me that he is a very good doctor. But the only problem is he is not a graduate from any university. He is a very good doctor. I've been cured by him. He is a very good doctor. His diagnosis, his prescription, I will say no thank you. Certificate is a chain that he has acquired this certificate from this university. That means the tutors who taught him had also acquired ilm from somewhere where he was also given a certificate. And then his teachers were also given a certificate. And then his teachers were also given. It's a chain. If a doctor was to practice in Barbados, and if he was to cure 1,000 people, 2,000 people, but without a certificate, and if he was reporting to the government, he would not be classified as a doctor. He would be put behind bars, because he does not have a chain. In this day and age, my friends, we go to YouTube, and we listen to anybody. And when we desire to be treated, we will speak to doctor, take advice from him. We will go to another doctor, we will take advice from him. Who is the best consultant? What do you think about this doctor in the UK? Do you have any knowledge about this person? Shall I go ahead? This person is saying this. Why only in matters of deen we are not bothered? In matters of deen we take everything in our control. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that until the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create guardians for deen, the ulama of haqq. They will exist until the last day. A group of ulama who will safeguard the traditions of the aslaf, of the pious predecessors. And in order to reach success, we need to hold fast to these ulama. Ilm has to be. Inna hadha al-ilma deenun fanzuru amman ta'khuduna deenakum. And this statement of Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin rahimahullah ta'ala was so important, and it was so authentic that Imam Muslim rahimahullah ta'ala has given it place in his Sahih Muslim. Sahih Muslim is a book of hadith. But because this statement was very, very important for the Ummah, Imam Muslim rahimahullah ta'ala has given this statement place in his Sahih with sanad, with chain of narration leading to Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin rahimahullah ta'ala. That Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin rahmatullah said, "Inna hadha al-ilm deenun." This ilm is deen. Ilm is not separate from deen. So, "Inna hadha al-ilm deenun. Fanzur wa man ta'khuduna deenakum." Be very, very careful from whom you take your deen. Be 100% sure before taking deen from anybody. Because if you take the wrong medicine, the only thing that will happen to you is you will die. And because the doctor has been careless with you, you will be granted a death of shahadat because of his carelessness. Because he is zalim and you are mazloom. He is oppressing you and you are oppressed. So the only thing that will happen to you is you will die, but die a death of a martyr. But if you take the wrong ilm, you may never be able to enter Jannah. If it changes your aqeedah. So the first thing we need is ilm. Ilm. And in order to acquire ilm, we need to connect ourselves to the ulama who have their chains leading all the way to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama who are known to us. Ulama endorsed by the world luminaries. We take ilm from them. So one thing we need is ilm. Ilm. Ilm of the faraid, ilm of the wajibat, ilm of the haram and ilm of the makruhat tahrimiya. Then ilm of sunan, ilm of mustahabbat, ilm of nawafil. Thereafter, so we know the path now from here to Leicester. Thereafter we need the ability to walk that path. Ability, resources. I don't have the money to buy a ticket. I won't be able to reach Leicester. I can't walk to Leicester because I don't have the ability. So I can't walk. No means of transport. I don't have my own transport. I can't afford a ticket. I will not be able to reach. So one thing you need is you need to know the path, that is ilm, which you acquire from ulama-i haqqa. And the second is the ability to walk that path that you acquire from the mashayikh. Mashayikh. You associate yourself with the ulama and you will acquire authentic ilm. And you associate yourself with the mashayikh haqqa with the purpose of tazkiyah, and you follow all the principles and all the requirements of tazkiyah, and you will find that you have conquered your nafs. And now your nafs does not dictate you, your nafs is subjugated and you are dictating the nafs. The nafs is not nafs-e ammara anymore. Before going into the company of an alim, you will regard yourself as somebody ignorant of the full deen. When you continue going in his majalis, slowly, 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 you learn, you would have conquered your ignorance. Now, alhamdulillah, you have knowledge. Before you begin going to your mashayikh, your nafs will be nafsi ammara. But when you continually keep in touch with him, going to his company, listen to him, write to him your problems, and whatever advices and guidance he gives you, if you follow that, you will conquer your nafs and your nafs will not remain nafsi ammara anymore. It will become nafsi mutmainna. Now you will have the ability to carry out any farz, carry out any wajib, abstain from any haram and abstain from any makruh tahrim. And on top of that, you will have the ability to carry out the sunan, carry out the mustahabbat and carry out the nawafil. Now you are the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you are the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now Allah will look after you. And Allah will make sure that you do not do anything wrong because you are His beloved now. And whenever you ask Him for anything, He will grant it to you. Whenever you ask refuge from anything, He will grant you refuge. So, majalis of dhikr, wherein those seeking to purify their soul, get together and engage themselves. They are blessings for themselves, blessing for the place where it is held, blessing for the whole community. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقال في الأرض الله الله. Shaykh al-Hadith, the great muhaddith, he used to say that Qiyamah will not take place until a single person says Allah, Allah, Allah. So he says that Allah will not destroy this world, the earth, for as long as a person says Allah, Allah, Allah. Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayhi used to say that one person saying Allah, Allah, Allah is safety and security for this world. So when you have a group of people gathering in an institute saying Allah, 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 Allah will safeguard that institute from fitan, from fitanah, from shurur, from evil. And the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so beloved to Allah, so beloved to Allah, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says that when the malaika look at the earth from the heavens, then they can only see darkness. When they look at the earth, it's pitch dark. During the day, during the night, it's pitch dark. They can only see darkness. Only those places shine like stars where a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sitting and remembering Allah. Those places shine. And the masajid are constructed only for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innama buniyatil masajidu li dhikrillah. And because they are only constructed for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the most beloved places on earth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ahabbul biladi ilallahi masajiduha. And Maulana Asadullah Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, he was a great poet, he was the Khalifa of Hazrat Sami rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to say, Rashk karta hai falak aisi zameen par asad. Rashk karta hai falak aisi zameen par asad. The heavens, despite all their grandeur, something that is high does not envy something that is low. It's always something that is low that envies something that is high. But Maulana Asadullah Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say that the heavens despise all their grandeur, they look with envy at that portion of the earth wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered for a few moments. Rashk karta hai falak aisi zameen par asad jis pe do char ghadi zikre khuda hota hai. So my friends, associate yourself to the mashayikh. Majority of the people are already bay'ah and they already have a shaykh. I urge all of you to make contact with your shaykh. Make contact with your shaykh. Renew your relationship with your shaykh. Relationship meaning, we all have relationship with our mashayikh, alhamdulillah. We respect them. Now and then we phone them. Now and then we text them. We love them, we take mashwara from them also, but no, renew the relationship of tazkiyah and renew this relationship and take instructions from them and follow the instructions. Ittila, ittiba. Let them know what your inner condition is, what your dini condition is, and whatever they prescribe for you, follow. Whatever they prescribe for you, follow. And inshallah, the result will be tazkiyah, purification of the soul. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Once the soul is purified, then that person becomes successful in this world and also in the hereafter. So, the first thing we need is ilm. Ilm of fard, ilm of wajib, ilm of haram, ilm of makruhati tahrimi, ilm of sunnah, ilm of mustahab, ilm of nafal. And thereafter, the ability to walk that path. The ability to walk the path will only be achieved through tazkiyah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make these words beneficial for me and all my beloved brothers of Barbados who
are here today and all those who will listen later on also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to have concern for our hereafter. Concern for that day when we will be laid in the grave on our own and everybody will return and everybody will forget us. Everybody will forget us. Let us worry about that day. Let us worry about that day when we will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and when we'll have to answer for every deed that we have carried out in this world. And let us try to purify ourselves. Let us live with peace, with harmony, with love. Let us live with unity. Let us learn to forgive and forget. Let us learn to respect each other. Let us learn to behave in a respectable manner. Sometimes we behave more worse than a child behaves. Our internal politics is destroying the Muslim community, the internal politics. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us in Jannatul Firdaus with the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. يا مسرف القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الاخره. اللهم ات نفوسنا تقواها وزكها انت خير من زكاها انت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما اعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل اخرتنا خيرا من الاولى. اللهم زينا بزينة الايمان واجعلنا هداة المهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم انا نسالك الرضا بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر الى وجهك والشوق الى لقائك. اللهم انا نسالك ايمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في اعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم انا نسالك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم انا نسالك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم انا نسالك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم انا نسالك في سفرنا هذا البر والتقوى ومن العمل ما ترضى. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم انا نسالك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وانت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم. وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. واخر دعوانا.